Derek Warren here in studio with Jody Taylor of Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, October is coming up right around the corner. We're getting into cooler weather, but that means we got fall events coming up too, including Halloween at the end of the month.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of fun events here in October, and I'm here to kind of run through all those with you. So I always like to start with the Effingham Performance Center. They have a lot of great shows in the month of October. Almost every weekend they've got something going on. So kind of want to run through those. The first one is T. Graham Brown, and that's October 3rd at 7 p.m. And he's got a ton of hits anywhere between country, gospel, and blues. So if you like that genre of music, that'll be a super fun show to go to. And then on October 10th, Grits and Glamour, which is actually with Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan. So if you like that 90s country, I think that's going to be a really, really fun show on October 10th at 7 p.m. Super excited about that one. And then on October 11th is Tom Petty Night.
So,
that'll be super fun. I think that's with Greg Klima. And that's October 11th at 7 p.m. So, again, another super fun night with some great music.
Definitely.
And then on October 17th, Adam Wainwright, live in concert, is going to be at the Effingham Performance Center. So you might recognize his name from the St. Louis Cardinals. He was a pitcher there for many, many years, and now he has gone into country music. So,
a nice transition.
Yeah, it's quite the transition, but I've heard he puts on a great concert. I know that one is almost, I think it's pretty close to being sold out, but there are still tickets available. So, we encourage people to do that. So, that's October 17th at 7 p.m. I think that'll be a great one. And then the next night, October 18th, is the Hocus Pocus interactive movie.
I've heard about this one.
Yeah, and we're really excited about it. Actually, Visit Effingham, we are helping to sponsor this show.
Oh, cool.
So we're actually doing a giveaway right now. If you want to hop on to our Facebook page, which is just Visit Effingham, we've got a fun fall bucket list. And if you go out and do some of that, some of the things on the bucket list, you can enter to win five free tickets. Actually, a whole fall gift basket, but that includes five free tickets to the Hocus Pocus movie. So yeah, it's going to be super fun, a very family friendly. Obviously, that's kind of a cult classic. And the interactive movie, they're going to give everybody a goodie bag at the beginning, you know, as you walk in, and it's got just a lot of fun stuff throughout the movie, that you'll kind of be able to interact with it, like get out your green glow stick, you know, different things like that. I know I'm hoping to bring our kids to it. I think it's going to be really, you know, a fun way to kind of celebrate Halloween.
Definitely.
Just a couple weeks beforehand. Yeah. So
is this the first year with this?
It is. Yes. Yeah. So this is the first year of Hocus Pocus interactive movie. In the past, they've done the cult classic. Now I can't think of it. What is it, though? It's the Halloween-esque movie where everyone dresses up, and it's kind of like in drag. What is that? I can't think of it.
I can't think of it either.
Just put this one out or take that out of it.
But it's similar in style.
Yes, yeah. I mean, this one is more family-friendly focused. The other one was more adult. I'm going to email you later when I remember what it is. But yeah, this is the first year for the Hocus Pocus. They wanted a family-friendly interactive movie for this, so they're really excited about it. And we are too. We're very excited to be able to help sponsor that movie.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, we're super excited about it. And then the next night, October 19th, they have an evening with Amy Grant. And she's super popular, and that's going to be like songs, stories, and memories. So a super casual, fun evening. That's October 19th at 7 p.m. And then the next weekend on October 24th is the Nitty Ditty. The next weekend on October 24th is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. So Fishing in the Dark, another classic. This is actually their farewell tour. So if you've ever been a fan of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, you definitely want to go. That's October 24th at 7 p.m. And the last show from the Effingham Performance Center in the month of October is Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood from Whose Line Is It Anyway? So if you were a fan of that style of comedy, they're going to be here on October 24th at 7 p.m. And I think that's, I mean, comedy shows are just fun, you know? Yeah.
Well, and that's improv. You never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, improv is even better sometimes. So, yeah, we encourage people to get tickets for that, too. I think it's going to be really fun.
Well, EPC is filled to the brim
this month. Yes, yeah. And, you know, October is usually when they really kind of kick off their season with all of their shows. So, yeah, they've got a lot of stuff going on. So I hope people come and really support them. So, yeah, plenty of stuff at the Effingham Performance Center. And then we've got a lot of other fun stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, the Effingham Farmers Market is still going on every Saturday in the month of October. It does end at the end of October. So, you know, you've got a couple more weeks to get into the Effingham Farmers Market. And they'll have lots of fall stuff there right now, pumpkins and apples. And
harvest season, yes, so getting all those in now.
Yeah, all the good stuff. So we encourage people to do that. There is another great event that's happening this year is the Ham City Fall Fest. That's right in downtown on October 4th. So last year it was called Oktoberfest. This year they just kind of renamed it to the Ham City Fall Fest. So super fun. They actually have a whole day of events going on. So they're kicking off with the Fall Fest 5K, and that's actually a race in the downtown area, which we're excited to try out this year.
Just a big loop or laps?
Well, it goes out farther. It actually goes over. So it does. It starts in the downtown, and they take the bridge over like Banker and like by the railroad tracks, and go back there and come back. So I'm trying to make it as safe as possible. You know, that's always the biggest thing.
Just watch out for golf carts.
Yes. Yeah. So we've got that. That actually kicks off at 10 a.m. over by Joe Sippers. And they'll end in the downtown area right by Wheat Penny, which is kind of the people that are helping to put this event on. And then actually starting at 10:30, you can have a Bavarian style brunch. So going with the whole Oktoberfest German theme, you can still sign up for the 5K, and actually you can choose to add the breakfast, the breakfast buffet in your ticket there.
Oh, cool.
Or you can just show up and have, you know, the brunch. Like, you don't have to run the race to get the brunch. But super fun. They're going to have some just tables set out for people to have brunch, and you can do that anytime after 10:30. At 11 o'clock, the rest of the event kind of kicks off, and they're going to have great German Oktoberfest food out there. Plus, Izzy's Shiver Shack will be out there. They've got a really great kids' corner this year. They've got Pickles, the mini horse. So they've got this little mini horse there that, you know, you can kind of hang out with. They've got a corn pit. They have some inflatables, like bounce houses. I know they're going to have, like, hair tinsel, face painting, a corn pit. So just, like, a whole street of – I think they even have, like, a little Build-A-Bear station. They're going to have just a lot. I mean, so this really is the perfect family-friendly event. You know, come out, parents come out, try the, you know, the Oktoberfest beers. I know they're going to have regular drinks there, too. Let your kids play. They're going to have that area all blocked off, too, so your kids can't run off anywhere, which is great.
That's good.
They're going to have live music all day long. Then starting, I believe, at 7 p.m., the Matt Poss Band is going to kind of be the featured band at the end of the night. They're going to have a stein holding competition, which is always super fun. They're going to have so much stuff there.
That's a lot for one day.
Yeah. I mean, they have it all packed in. So we encourage people to go downtown on October 4th and enjoy all of it. I think it's just going to be a really, really fun event. We're very excited about it.
Definitely.
There's always live music going on in Effingham at the bars, at Tuscan Hills Winery, at Village Wine. So we always encourage people to check out our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com. That's got all of the live music on there. Tuscan Hills Winery has a lot of fun stuff going on. They have winery bingo on October 3rd, karaoke on October 16th, and music bingo on October 17th. Ooh. So lots of fun stuff. And then Halloween. Like you said, Halloween is coming up. And I know everybody does not have their Halloween stuff out there quite yet. So definitely, again, check out our website as it gets a little bit closer, because we'll be adding all of the Halloween stuff out there. But we know that October 25th, which is the Saturday before Halloween, is the downtown trick-or-treat. So okay. that's when your kids, and that's a nice, safe trick-or-treat option. It's during the day. I think it's usually 1 to 3 p.m., but I would definitely double-check that. And you can just walk downtown and go trick-or-treating throughout the downtown area.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's super fun. It's a great way to get into all of the great businesses downtown. So that's always really fun. On Sunday, October 26th, is the annual Halloween parade, which is yeah. just a favorite every year. Always. We love going to the Halloween parade. That's at 2 p.m. Sunrise Rotary puts that on, and they do such a good job.
There's always so many participants in that.
So too. Many. I mean, I think there's like 100 participants in yeah. that parade. It's wild. So they do a great job with that. And then obviously October 31st is Halloween. That's a Friday night. So that'll
couldn't
be
couldn't have lined up any better.
They really couldn't. Yeah. So that will be the City of Effingham's trick or treat from 6 to 8 p.m. Of course, put your porch lights on if you want to participate. And we're really excited about fall. You know, hopefully, like you said, we're going to get some cooler weather. It's going to start really feeling like fall. And before we know it, the holidays will be here.
Yeah, right around the corner after October, we get into Thanksgiving. Yes. So yeah. it's right there.
November literally starts the holiday season for us. So we will be ready. But yeah, plenty of still fun Halloween type things. And like I said, we always encourage people, if you have an event, you can submit it on our website. And if you're looking for events, you can go to our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com. And we'll continue to put things up throughout the month.
Yeah, and throughout the month of October, we'll be getting trick-or-treat times up on our website, yeah, too. So absolutely. You can always check there as we get them. So thank you again for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.